Preview.
Okay. Okay. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ed Xi, and this presentation was actually one of my mentees, her postdoctoral training, her research, and because she cannot make it in time, so I'm representing this work on behalf of her. And of course, we are trying to help students, taking students' potential to another level. So all these presentation slides and materials, all credit go to her, but all these Chinese English, all the weakness belong to me. So I just want her to quickly put together her her research and put it together. And during her training in looking at a cluster in Florida and in previously in my in Maryland, this was the work that I've done when I was serving at the University of Maryland at College Park. And we published a report if you are interested in of course, this presentation in the interest of time won't be as exhaustive as possible, but if you like the article, we have it on file, and I can email you later on. So basically, this presentation is we're looking at the so-called the cluster, which is a spatial-temporal cluster of excess mortality of AIDS deaths in Florida. And earlier on, we looked at some other clusters in terms of looking at spatial, using spatial-only measure, and also time-only measure, temporal-only measure. But this particular statistical measure kind of combine space and time for spatial-temporal analysis together that would allow us to categorize the level of excess mortality, which is the definition of a cluster in this case, and also look at a particular geographic aggregation. In this case, it's a county. We look at 67 counties in Florida and look at the data for 18 years. Look at beginning 1987 when AIDS case start being reported until the most recent data available is 2004. So we are presenting the result here. And we look at it by different geographic demographic and the geographic variation by gender, by race, primary white and African American, black, and also look at the age group, younger age group and older age group. And so here's the measure that we used was the measure developed by Martin Kodoff. We use the spatial time scan statistics, which is by spatial temporal permutation method. Later on, we're going to explain more. And as we explained earlier, we look at 67 counties in Florida. And the result we present in the EpiMap program, which is a program that make available by CDC for free. And so from this study, we identify spatial temporal cluster, particularly for some geographic aggregation in southern Florida. Later on, we have mapped the results. And we also find, by temporal analysis, we found the AIDS mortality peak in 1995, starting 1987, when AIDS cases were reported, all the way upward trend increased until 1995, and then declined after 1995, and then level off in 1998. Later on, we have a temporal analysis show the result. It's kind of a parallel national trend in some way. And so we found this measure is helpful in helping us to identify specific cluster in terms of a certain geographic location and not globally. Okay, so here are some background knowledge that our previous presenter has wisely presented. And we also found that more than 40% of new infections are younger people between age 15 and 24. Okay, So that's kind of the incentive for us to start this study, is to look at geographic distribution and temporal distribution of the excess mortality, excess cases of AIDS HIV deaths. And these are some measure discussion. The reason that we choose this spatial temporal analysis for cluster detection was because this is a new measure, and also this measure doesn't have to take into the population, background population, population at risk into account. So as long as you have the case data, you can use this spatial temporal algorithm to find out a potential cluster. Okay, so this provides a potential way to quantify for health disparity, because we heard about the term of a health disparity a lot, but sometimes the term might be a little bit loosely defined. And but this this potential measure help us provide a potential solution for us to identify particular geographic regions, say including three counties surrounding Miami-Dade County at certain year between 1995 and 2004, and we show the relative risk is like 2.5 or 3 compared to the rest of Florida. So it helps us kind of clearly define the level of health disparity in terms of magnitude and the level of disparity in terms of in a spatial and temporal sense. So the purpose of this study is to provide using this spatial and temporal analysis to look at HIV/AIDS excess mortality in Florida. Okay. So these are data sources. We obtain the data, collect data from CDC compressed mortality website, and primarily collect case data, okay, and population estimate from the same website. And also, the data were collected between 1987 and 2004, across 18 years. And for 1987 and 1998, ICD-9 code were used. And then after that, ICD-10 code were used because of the ICD version change. Okay. This is a method that we choose to use. Previously, we have a couple articles looking at excess mortality in Texas, in Maryland, and have some publication on that. But this, for this particular study, we look at Florida. But we use this spatial space and time permutation measure to look at the result. And the result was presented in APMAP. So the data analysis, these are more research oriented definition of excess mortality. But it basically is the excess mortality or excess case compared to in terms of a geographic distribution or in terms of a time distribution. So this is the space-time cluster. Here are some results I want to show. So across 18 years, there were more than 40,000 HIV/AIDS case, death case were detected. Among 67 counties of Florida. And so we look at the gender and race variation and the time. Okay, so here are some specific characteristics about study population. And the geographic aggregation we look at was at the county level. So here I want to quickly go to the these are maps. Okay. From this map, we see this is the spatial information of age-adjusted AIDS mortality rate in Florida per 100,000 people. Here we see the for entire all age group and all race group, we see the particular excess mortality seems to cluster around this Miami-Dade County and among these in the Atlantic coast. Right. And then so we also look at using temporal measure to look at the time series analysis. Okay, oops. Okay. Here are the time plot. So this dotted line represent African American male across between 1987 through 2004 in Florida. And so, and this star lines also represent African American female. And this is a white male, and this is white female for population die of mortality rate per 100,000 people in Florida. So what this map showing us is consistently, it seems, to a less extent for white female, but it seems agree for this line that the deaths continue to increase until beginning 1987 through 1995, and then start to level off, start to a decline in 1998, and then level off after that. Okay. Well, later on we have some potential explanation or answer for this trend, but it just this is the based on the time series analysis, but it won't tell us which location, specific location in Florida, that has experienced increase or decline until we run this analysis. So with that in mind, we run this space-time analysis, and this is the result we found. We found Miami-Dade County, that we found the most likely cluster, and then it persists until the most recent period of time, the study period, which is 2004 in our study. So here are the potential clusters we detect. There are about close to 10 for all population, including all race and ethnicity and age group and gender. So for all population, we found still the cluster, potential cluster, it seems to reside in these counties on the Atlantic coast. And then this is the map for African American cluster, AIDS cluster. Here we found some most likely cluster labeled as 1, and then followed by those also likely cluster labeled by 2, and among other likely order of likelihood. So by using this method, it helps us identify potential cluster and further define by the order of likelihood being a cluster. And it also shows the potential duration of a cluster and kind of show us whether the cluster have a trend to continue persist until the most recent study year or not. And so this is a good potential good tool for quantifying health disparity. And it's a free tool. It's out there, and it's a NCI-supported program, and the result could be presented like this in EpiMap, EpiInfo, which is also free. So it's really good for those rural jurisdictions that have less resources to spend on IT and looking at do cluster analysis. So, and for African American community, we also found there are 15 clusters among 35 counties. And for cluster of a younger group, we found three counties surrounding Miami-Dade County that have excess mortality. Fortunately, it ended in 1996. Okay. So we found some cluster for specific demographic groups, and we also found for Miami-Dade County that have a cluster persist until the end of a study year, which means that it might have a potential to continue persist. So it might provide a basis for the county, particular county, to request for resources to address the issue. And then we found that year 1995 was the peak of the mortality, and then it declined until 1998 and then leveled off. So a potential explanation might be because of 1995 was the year in which highly active antiviral therapy was introduced. So it might kind of explain for that potentially. And so we found this method kind of provide a potential solution to help quantify the magnitude and the location and the duration and the level of a health disparity. So that concludes my presentation. And for the rest of the time, then we might entertain questions or comments. Thank you for your attention.
I think we have just a couple minutes if anyone will open up to questions for all the presenters. way, way in the back. For your questions directed to Dr. Will. Okay.
So the new exchange program and all the other prevention.
Harm reduction is right. Do you think it had anything to do with the decrease in HIV incidence and prevalence of chickens?
Absolutely. And for example, an ADER study, during that study period, incidence went from over 9 to about 2.5, which is one example.
Yes.
Certain categories of people who were in the ASP database that didn't meet certain criteria. And that gave us 2,567 patients to have.
Yeah, but the proportion of males were much higher compared to females. So was it a proportionate kind of?
That actually presents mainly, basically almost the proportion of patients who has HIV in Houston. So that really presents the population.
Question was, did you test for, because you said about 25% received antiretrovirals. So did you test the gender differences among people who received versus those who didn't?
No, we didn't do that. But at the end, as you see, that complex trial will be both the hazard ratio versus life expectancy at the beginning. You know, there's only difference in the, that's the only difference in the hazard ratio. The rest would not significant.
Any further questions? Okay. One more question.
Yeah. I have a question for the final center. I'm wondering, are there ways to adjust which has been founded in that statistical analysis?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to see, for example, whether disease incidence was a...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there's a control. It's a option and a sex scan program that you can adjust for. Actually, for the result that we presented for all population data, the cluster information, we adjust for age, adjust for gender, and adjust for the racial ethnicity group. But primarily those two under study. So there's a way and an option that you can adjust for, say, smoking status or behavioral type of variable. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions? Okay. I'd like to thank all of our presenters again for a great session.
Sorry for the mess.
Oh no! Thanks for coming.
I thought she's coming. I'm. Thank you.
No, we've had.
I have a conversation.
I didn't know that you stopped HIV.